Kof Nalev. Mechatz Chodesh Shaloi Rochsel Boy Mutal Likro Izboy. Something that was set aside to be a bathhouse, but was not yet used. It does not have yet any status, and you could say Kriya Shema inside of it. It's more lean than the bathroom. It will be Yoshin, some of it is already used. The Bais Achitzon Shekol Ha'imdim Shem Levushim Muta. The outside room, in those days, the Merchatz had three levels. The outside room, people were dressed. The middle one, some were dressed, some were not dressed. And the inner one, they were all undressed, bathing over there. So the outside one, it is considered like a regular room. And you can say Kriya Shema. B'emtzoi, the middle one, Shekstas Ha'imdim Shem Levushim, Shekstas Arumim. Some people are dressed and some not. And then, Yeshem Shelez Shalom, you can say Shalom Aleichem, which is even though it's the name of Hashem. Avaloi Kriya Shema Tefillah, we cannot daven or say Kriya Shema there. And Rambam says, also it's Mutar L'Har Shem Divrei Torah. You all had to think Divrei Torah. So it doesn't have a status as a bathroom or a mokum of Tzoya, but one is not allowed to say Divrei Torah there. And Shabur brings a machlokes whether is it the problem here because people are naked over there, or even if nobody's there, just this cheder is considered a cheder which is not so appropriate for Divrei Torah. Mechaber continues with Pnimi, Shekulam Amdim Shem Arum and Mafila Shel Shom Asa. In the inner room where everybody is undressed over there, you cannot even say Shela Shalom. V'also lanas Omein in the Beis Mechaz. You cannot answer Omein in the Beis Mechaz. Also says the Ramo. So over here, the Mishavur says everybody agrees that in the inner one, that over there it's Mo is Tvei. It's full with the steam and everything else that comes out of the bathhouse. Even if nobody's over there, that's the end of the bathroom, and therefore you're not allowed to even think the Victoria over there, and you're not saying the brachas over there. By a mikveh, the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Taz that it's just a mikveh, it's not a mamash bathhouse, so it doesn't have all the steam and everything else that causes all the foul smells or whatever else that may be there. And therefore, it's like a baisim tzoy, it's like the middle room. And Afkamini says is that the maisa, and if a place is just a mikveh, one should not make brachas there also, but the woman, you can make a bracha on their tefillah because it's something they have to do, and in respect to that we say it's a b'diavad.